Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything.
There's a bad look for off-duty County Sheriff's Department employees in full uniform to be antagonistically engaged in arguing with residents and tourists, making threats that seem official given their attire and vehicle. We all have issue with the altercations in the department vehicles parked and running all day at the entrance to the public beach. It's intimidating, unnecessary, and wasteful. It appears to residents that they as taxpayers are paying for the county employees to bully and intimidate as directed by a few large condos. Is this the message that we want to send to current and prospective residents? Is this how Perdido Key wants to say welcome to paradise?
So there is a, it's not even brewing, it's open warfare basically on Perdido Key Beach, because what you've got, it, remember the kind of the history here, you had for a long time, apparently, everybody got along fine on the beach and the public used the beach and nobody really complained too much. And then sort of somewhat over time, but a little bit suddenly, some of the condo owners started to treat the beaches behind their condos as if they were their own. I'm not getting into the who's right about this, but that's, you know, and kind of telling people get lost, which is sort of understandable if you do own a thing. You don't want people in your backyard. But there had been this sort of longstanding expectation that people can wander the beach like they do on Pensacola Beach, where it literally is public property. And that had been a source of frustration and consternation. The county had been opening various beach accesses and trying to expand beach access to solve the problem. Then somebody discovered that, hey, lo and behold, at least some of the properties where there's grants of land, you know, the original land grants to Escambia County, included not just an up to the high water line, which means that basically if there's wet sand, you can go in. If there's dry sand, you shouldn't go in it. I mean, that's not quite right, but it's close enough. That there's actually a 75-foot public easement from the water line on which the public's allowed to go. And that seems to apply to a whole lot of the properties. And so then for a while, people were using that. And then in the midst of all of this, there was the, you know, the customary use for beaches case in Walton County. Then there was a law that was passed in the state of Florida that kind of changed who had the authority to make these decisions, whether it was the county or a judge. And now the situation on the ground is, at least in Perdido Key, is if you go to beach access number one, and I know if you don't know Perdido Key, you might not know which one that is, but that's if you're going south on Perdido Key Drive. Okay, you go over the bridge, you go over the Brooks Bridge, and then, or not the Brooks Bridge, but the, what's the name of the bridge to Perdido Key? The Theo Bars. I've been listening to all these conversations, and the Brooks Bridge keeps coming up in Walton, and I'm like, that's not it. Anyway, you go over the bridge, and you go to what is now the roundabout, and if you turn left to Johnson Beach Road and head towards but you turn right, and you go down to the end of there, there's a public access. There's access number one, and there's not a lot of parking. but it's very narrow. It's an alley of sand. And then when you get to the end of the alley, oh, look at all this beach. Wonderful. Oh, not so much. Because what they say, what the people who showed up to the meeting on last week said was, no, there's yellow crime scene tape, and there's an off-duty deputy, and there's don't trespass here signs, and it's worse than that.
Well, I'm just going to try to explain what the situation is in Perdido Key. It's a nice day, and you want to go to the beach, okay? So it starts with you seeing a county department vehicle parked, running all day long, absolutely running. The car is running all day long at the entrance of the public beach, which seems quite unnecessary and wasteful. Then you walk along the beach path, which is lined with yellow crime scene tape on both sides, okay? So now you're wondering, what's happened here?
Yeah, it's not exactly the look at the vista moment that you were hoping for.
You continue on to the beach. Then you're met with an off-duty county sheriff's department employee in full uniform who explains that you can only walk on the wet sand, but you can't put your beach chair there. I have friends that were actually threatened with a trespassing citation. Is this how we welcome visitors to Perdido Key's beaches? Orange Beach is just a few miles away, and they welcome everyone. If this continues, we will lose all our tours from Perdido Key to Orange Beach.
Now, some people would be like, sweet, make them go somewhere else anyway. I mean, you know, that's just true. They'd rather have them go somewhere else. That's less my problem. But she continues. Again, this is Frances Ortiz. She's an owner of Grand Caribbean. And it's useful to know that Grand Caribbean is just inside. Like, it's on the other side of Sandy Key Drive. So there's beach, there's a couple of condos, there's Sandy Key Drive, and then there's Grand Caribbean. So she doesn't have beachfront ownership. But when she was buying, she noticed that everybody goes down to the beach, and it's no big deal.
I am just one of 134 owners. There's actually 134 units, but I own one of them at the Grand Caribbean. And we all, every single one of us, bought those units for the beach.
Frances, please wrap up your thoughts. I still got like six speakers.
All right. We absolutely need the 75-foot public access easement code, which recognizes recreational customer use without going through the processes of law. Governor DeSantis reached this.
Ma'am, I have to move on. I got to be fair with everyone.
Please.
Kimberly Combs, if you could please come up.
Make this happen for us.
I know.
And I'll play Kimberly Combs in just a second, and we'll talk a little bit about this. For the meanwhile, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110, 90, 98, Highway 29, they are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So the third or fourth, I forget how many people spoke at this, but several of the beach, not beachfront, but close and expected that they were going to be able to have beach access when they bought their condos. Kimberly Combs?
I am Kimberly Combs. I have been vacationing on Perdido Key for at least 30 years. A couple of years ago, 2 years ago, I purchased a condo at Grand Caribbean West. It's located there at the Johnson Beach roundabout and the public beach access number one. Lovely, beautiful spot, but absolutely it looks horrible in the summer because the beach access is, like Fran said, roped off with yellow crime scene tape, and you have people, tourists, the public, whomever, probably people that live in Escambia County, all over the county, that come to the beach there, and they're crammed in between that little narrow passageway with that yellow crime scene tape. It looks horrible. It's embarrassing to our county for that beach access to look that way.
So the alleyway that you walk down is then continued with the what they say is the fencing, yellow crime scene tape, sort of don't go here, that tunnel down to the wet beach, wet sandy beach, where you can go laterally at that point, but you got to stay on the wet sand is what they're being told, because you have this ongoing dispute about whether the 75 feet, and I actually don't remember whether the 75-foot easement exists at that stretch of beach or not. I know it's farther to the west for sure it does. I'm not sure if it's at that part. But then on top of that, apparently they claim that all these people are crammed in this very small area, but then the setup people are getting paid to set up the chairs, like for the, you know, their setup rentals, to take up the whole space right there at the end of the beach, the sandy alleyway.
Now, it's my understanding that the condominiums have contracted with the beach setup people, and the beach setup people, they go out there and they plop their stuff down all along the waterline, leaving absolutely no space for the public of Escambia County to enjoy these beautiful beaches. That is ridiculous. Something needs to be done.
So the first come, first served, empty loungers are there. And then the wide open beaches behind the condos are there. And the people who come are just kind of trying to figure it out. I know my personality might be the kind that would just move some of those chairs if there's nobody in them. Well, you can't move those chairs. Okay, you gonna stop me? And then we're gonna have a wrestling match over the chairs. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. It's petty. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. And nobody knows what the law is. Nobody's sure what the law is because we've had so many changes. In fact, there was this mediation that was going on the last 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, to try to solve this. And the mediation came to a John. What would you think? No answer. No solution. I was talking to Steve Stroberger about this yesterday. It's his district now after the redistricting that was done under Jeff Bergosh. And no answer yet. County's going to look for a summary judgment. It's terrible how it is. And, you know, if it seems like I'm being very biased in my presentation, I actually do understand why people who, if you own a condo and if you believe that it's your sand, the way it is your sand in Gulf Breeze, right? Okay. In Gulf Breeze, it's your sand. You own it. There are some places where it's public. There are some places where it's yours. And then there are some places where it's customary use, even though it's dry. And if it's been practiced one way for a while and then it's changed, I mean, it's hard to figure out. And although as a non-beachfront owner, what I always think is, why can't you just share? But of course, what the beachfront owners will say is, well, why can't you just buy? Right? I mean, you know, they're not wrong. That's true. If you want to have beachfront property, then buy some. So it's a hard thing, and people are not playing well together. You know, the kids in kindergarten are not getting along well. They're not playing well in the sandbox, literally. So how do you solve this problem? Well, we could start from having an off-duty deputy there to make people feel unwelcome and intimidated and having this putting out the loungers and putting up the crime scene. I mean, the end result is unacceptable. But what's the right solution? Well, we're going to have to see. we're going to have to see. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you're thinking about buying your next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars. Cars that are a year, two, maybe 3 years young, low miles, like 10 to 40 or 50, maybe at most 1,000 miles. I mean, they sometimes have higher, but that's their sweet spot is cars that they include a warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles, and they know these cars are in good condition because that's really all they buy is what they call A condition cars, you know, like A, B, C, D. They buy A's, and then they sell them to you at good prices. And when you go and look at their 300 different cars and trucks and vans on the lot, you might find exactly what you want and come home with it. That's actually what happened to us. We went just to test drive a car. We knew we weren't going to buy a car, but we found exactly the right vehicle, and it was a great price, and it was exactly what we wanted. We're like, fine, we'll buy it, you know, because that's what happened to us. You may not find what you want. I don't know. But if they don't have exactly what you want price-wise or mileage-wise or trim level or whatever or color, send them looking. They go shopping for people all the time for cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The History of the Blues is presented by Dale's Marine Construction.
Some published accounts, including a few from the Navy itself, as to how the Blue Angels got their name are inaccurate. One story says the name was coined at the Cleveland Air Races in 1946 when a reporter, after witnessing the performance, exclaimed, "Those boys are out of this world." The angel word was a natural offshoot of such a phrase, and the name stuck. Another version claims that a man in the grandstands yelled, "God, if they don't look like Blue Angels." Well, those might be interesting side tales, but they're not true. Here's how the Blue Angels really got their name. The press had been referring to them by their official name, the Navy Flight Exhibition Team, or as simply, that Navy Flying Outfit. Thinking a more exciting name would bring added recognition to NAS Jacksonville and the team itself, the base newspaper, the Jacks Air News, conducted a contest with a $10 cash prize to whoever submitted the best name. They were looking for a name with zip and color. Among the names submitted and considered were Sky Dancers, the Flying Buccaneers, the Sea Eagles, Top Notchers, the Skyscrapers, Navy Cats, the Blue Bachelors, the Sky Rocketeers, the Cloudbusters, Stratocats, and Aerocats. But the winning name was Blue Lancers. That's right, the Blue Lancers. The young boy who submitted the winning name got his $10, and the Navy Flight Exhibition Team got a name. So why don't we call them the Blue Lancers anymore? As it turns out, the men of the Blue Lancers didn't much care for the name. Soon, the Blue Lancers were scheduled to perform in New York. In preparation for their trip, they were looking through the New Yorker magazine when they came across an ad for a local nightclub called the Blue Angel. The consensus among the team was immediate. They loved the name. Commander Voris announced the new name to reporters during the pre-show briefing at the World's Fair of Aviation in Omaha, Nebraska on July 26, 1946. Henceforth, they would be known the world over as the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Dale's Marine Construction has been building high-quality waterfront structures in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties for 35 years, making Dale's Marine the leading marine contractor for seawall projects, riprap, docks, boathouses, and boat lifts. From planning and permitting through construction, the experienced foremen at Dale's Marine Construction are true craftsmen who do the job right. Get your dream waterfront installation started today and live the dock life with Dale's Marine Construction, proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
The Blue Angels get a new plane and lose a pilot in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Joann Fabrics may be closed.
They're closed?
But you'll find all you need at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola.
Darrell's?
Yes, Darrell's is the largest sewing and embroidery machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering lots of fabrics, sewing machine furniture, sewing and embroidery supplies, and notions. Financing is available, and there are lots of classes scheduled for this fall, so get registered now at sewinginpensacola.com.
That's Darrell Sewing of Pensacola?
Yep, at 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess.
Think all art festivals are the same? Think Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola isn't your scene? Think you've heard all the music before or that local theater is predictable? Well, foo around and find out. If you think you're not up for random adventures, can't be surprised anymore, or don't believe you can make memories around every corner, foo around and find out at Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola, Florida, October 30th through November 10th, 2025. Visit foofoofest.com to learn more.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
The male-male pair of Jimmy McElroy and Chaz Michael Michaels. The anxiety was palpable when they arrived this morning as the skating community continued to voice its outrage.
Those two are turning this sport into a freak show.
As if figure skating wasn't gay enough already.
As if figure skating wasn't gay enough already. What you mean? 627 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Oh, man. John Pickens has traffic on the five. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Still rolling accident-free through our area right now. Seeing some minor delays on Highway 29, both northbound and southbound at the 9 Mile Road intersection. But other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying a house, selling a house, buying a condo, moving to the beach, you know, you want to own some, or moving back to mainland or to the country or to Milton or to Warrington or to Cantonment. I mean, I don't know. You're you. I'm not you, okay? You want a bigger house, smaller house, rentals, real estate, okay? Call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. They deal with this all the time. In fact, one of the things, I was just talking to Christina yesterday, and she was telling me that one of the things they're finding is that, you know, you tend to think, well, any real estate agent can do the job. And she says, well, actually, what they've had several times this week is houses that were on the market multiple other times with multiple other agents and couldn't get a deal, and they took them over and they got them moved. Like one house, she said they had it. It was on the market five times, five different realtors, and nothing. And they took it over and they got it sold. Those are listings that have been expired or canceled with other agents. We come in, bring new energy. They're kind of their special sauce, way they do things, and get them moved. So just saying, they really know how to do this effectively. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. North Korea reportedly test range ballistic missiles off its coast earlier today. The test comes as President Trump is expected to visit South Korea at the end of the month for a regional summit. It was the first reported North Korean ballistic missile test since May. Walmart is now halting job offers to foreign candidates that need an H-1B visa to work in the U.S. The policy change was announced Tuesday. after the Trump administration said it was imposing a $100,000 fee on visas for highly skilled workers. And there is a new web browser war. Of course, not Internet Explorer or Netscape this time. OpenAI is now launching what they're calling Atlas, an AI-focused browser, which is going to directly challenge the dominance of Google Chrome.
Call me in a year. Call me. I've been using Chrome for so long. I mean,
it's force of habit now.
I have so many computers where the very first internet activity I do using Explorer, Bing, whatever the latest nonsense version of their browser is download Chrome every time. And I know people have their own preferences about other browsers or whatever, but it works so well for so long. Just call me in a year and we'll see how you do it.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Jalousi. Israel identifying the bodies of two more hostages handed over by Hamas as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with Vice President J.D. Vance to nudge forward the next phase of the ceasefire.
It's not easy. I never said it was easy, but what I am is optimistic that the ceasefire is going to hold and that we can actually build a better future in the entire Middle East.
Now, the next phase would involve disarming Hamas and deploying an international security force in Gaza. Both Israel and Hamas have accused each other of violating phase one of the ceasefire. And there may not be a Trump Putin summit after all.
I don't want to have a wasted meeting. I don't want to have a waste of time.
President Trump spoke to both Putin and Zelensky last week. And earlier this morning, Russia launched another big missile and drone barrage at Ukraine, killing at least six people and knocking out power in some areas. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne at 65. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. Tacos El Fluffy in Pensacola is temporarily closing after restaurant owner Gio Zelaya's mother was informed that her work visa had been revoked this week. She's now required to self-deport by the end of the week. The woman's visa was reportedly pulled as she was undergoing a routine annual renewal process. She'd initially come to the country illegally, but had a work permit since 2015 and has renewed it every year since. The restaurant will be closed until around the end of the month. A brush fire along I-10 in Santa Rosa County burned 10 acres yesterday. That fire was reported between Avalon Boulevard and the Baghdad exit there on I-10. Firefighters were able to contain and extinguish the fire fairly quickly. Officials do say that no buildings were ever threatened by the fire, but had the same fire happened a day later with gustier winds, it would have spread a lot faster, they say. So far, there's no word on what caused the brush fire. According to a new report, the state of Florida has seen a big decrease in drug-related deaths.
Opioid caused deaths decreased by 32%. Fentanyl caused deaths decreased by 35%. As I understand it, the latest look that I had was that Escambia actually had a greater than in the 30s reduction.
And that's Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. The numbers came from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Simmons says that Escambia County took advantage of a SAFE grant, and the reduction in fentanyl deaths is good news, but he does say even one is too many. Well, removing Burmese pythons from the Everglades has been successful, and those efforts are being increased. That, according to Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday, he was highlighting the success of the state's python removal program. He said more pythons were removed this last July than the entire year before. The governor is calling on lawmakers to fund that program every year. He says investing in a proven strategy to protect the Everglades will be beneficial for years to come. The FAA now taking steps to make sure President Trump is safe when he's in Florida. A new round-the-clock, year-round air restriction around Mar-a-Lago went into effect on Monday. That'll be in effect all year, even when the president is not in Florida. Senator Rick Scott wants to stop the threat that he says is posed by Chinese drone makers. Scott said yesterday he sent a letter to the FCC. He wants them to take action against drone manufacturers. The FCC is considering banning the sale or even the operation of the equipment in the U.S. Scott says Chinese drones can pose a threat to our national security. It is 6:34 here, News Radio, 92.3, 65 right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. Let's get a quick check on our forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be looking at a lovely day today, starting off with temperatures in the 60s. Highs today near 79 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures falling back into the 50s, 53 degrees for the overnight low. For Thursday, plenty of sunshine, high near 79 degrees. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 58. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 66 degrees, partly cloudy skies. And at 6:35, let's get a check on our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses, corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still rolling accident-free right now. Good news on that. Looks like I-10, I-110, and Highway 90, 98, 29, they are all looking good. I'm not seeing any delays this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thank you very much, John. Our next news at 7, we've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Oil prices are sharply higher on supply risks, and the U.S.'s plan to refill strategic reserves. West Texas Intermediate currently sitting at $58.36 per barrel. Brent currently sitting at $62.46 per barrel. Treasury yields were unchanged this morning as investors turned their attention to the upcoming inflation print, which is set to offer much-needed insights during an economic data blackout. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield was little changed at 3.963%. The 2-year Treasury note yield fell less than one basis point to 3.457%. Barclays has announced a $667 million share buyback program as it reported third-quarter earnings. It also increased its guidance and said it now expects to deliver return on tangible equity of greater than 11% for the full year. The bank said it plans to move to quarterly share buyback announcements. Futures are slightly lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 218. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's time once again for Pensacola's favorite fall tradition. The Great Gulf Coast Arts Festival fills Seville Square with some of the nation's finest artists and pairs them with eclectic live music, delicious food, and hands-on activities for the kids. 3 days of art, music, food, and you're invited to be part of it all for free. November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Special thanks to Gulf Winds, Pods, Gulfside Landscaping, and WEAR. Details at ggaf.org.
Want to score tickets to see Florida State games in Tallahassee?
Download our News Radio Pensacola app. Then tap that app for your chance to win tickets to FSU home games Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each day you enter brings you one step closer to being in the stands. The winner will be announced live at 5:15 p.m. on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Download, then tap that app. The News Radio Pensacola app. And get ready to be in the stands for game day with News Radio 92.3.
Things that make you go,
No, it's going to be the Justice Department. Are you asking them to pay you compensation for the federal investigations that happened to you? And how much are you asking
Well,
for?
I guess they probably owe me a lot of money for that. Probably, yeah, that's true. That's very interesting. No, I get no salary. I gave up my salary. It's a good salary. Not as much as these guys make, but that's okay. It's a lot of money. And I don't, as you know, I didn't take it in the first 4 years. I'm not taking it in these 4 years either. But as far as all of the litigation and everything that's been involved, yeah, they probably owe me a lot of money. But if I get money from our country, I'll do something nice with it, like give it to charity or give it to the White House while we restore the White House. And
so President Trump, during an event yesterday, talking about the lawsuit that he has brought against the Department of Justice for persecuting, harassing him over the Mar-a-Lago, the records, remember when they came and, you know, invaded his house and seized his records, and then the various fallout from that, and now, so he's got a lawsuit against them. ABC was the first one to report this, and the lawsuit is asking for damages, apparently $230 million. $230 million. And now he finds himself in the unusual position of being the guy who is being sued and also the guy who's doing the suing. And does he settle with himself? You know, the case around the records has been dropped because you can't prosecute a sitting president. But if there's malice in the original investigation, seizure, and prosecution, then he's looking for some kind of compensation. He says they're going to owe me a lot of money, but then again, I'll just give it away to charity. It's no big deal. I don't need the money. We're just trying to, you know, teach people a lesson for the future.
We have numerous cases having to do with the fraud of the election, the 2020 election, and because of everything that we found out, I guess they owe me a lot of money, but I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for really, I think it's got to be handled in a proper way. If it's not handled in a proper way, we don't want it to happen again.
I mean, I'm not looking for money, but $230 million will do okay. If you go back, I think it was August or October 15th, he had made a comment that was related to this in a different context.
Go to suing myself. I don't know. What do you settle the lawsuit?
Kind of sounds like Rodney Daniel. Hey, I'm suing myself over here. Ah, what do I do? I got no respect, even for myself.
I'm sort of suing myself. I don't know. How do you settle the lawsuit? I'll say, give me X dollars, right? And I don't know what to do with the lawsuit. It's a great lawsuit. And now I won. It sort of looks bad. I'm suing myself.
Now
right?
I win because I'm the president. Hey, and I can't. You know, But it's true. If he's got a real cause that he could actually win, say in court, then he's entitled to compensation. You might be entitled to compensation. But on the other hand, when he's also the sovereign, you know, not a king, don't get, but, you know, the government is the other end of the lawsuit. It's Trump v. Trump. At this point, you know, Trump v. DOJ reports Trump. And so does he say yes and settle it and then pay himself? I mean, there's some other people that have to sign off on this to make it happen. But it's a little weird, you know, complicated. Again, if he's entitled to the compensation, does he just drop the lawsuit and not get it? Should he approve the payment for himself? Well, that doesn't seem right either, obviously. So even if he gives it to charity, it doesn't matter. Or if he gives it to building the, you know, the new ballroom or whatever, none of that really solves the underlying ethical question of being on both sides of the negotiation. You know, how hard do you negotiate against yourself? That might be a fun show to watch.
The
anyway,
art of the deal.
Yeah, exactly. The art of the dealing with myself. So I'm just letting you know that's a thing. $250 million. What else? Loan forgiveness. I'm not getting into the details. I don't even think I understand all the details here, but I mean, let me put it one simple thing. If we were against loan forgiveness when it was Biden, we should also be against loan forgiveness when it's Trump. And if we are for loan forgiveness when it's Trump, then we should have been for loan forgiveness when it was Biden. Did I go too slow? I mean, it seems like it's not a different issue just because there's a different name over the desk, right? It's the same issue. All right. 4-3. God, the world is just, you know, somebody used to say to me, you know, like, hey, if you get really good at teaching people how to think well, then you're going to teach yourself out of a job. I do not think we're close to that danger. No. I just do not think.
I think you're pretty well good.
I feel like, you know, I'm swimming at 6 knots in a 15-knot current. You know, like, just, it's better than it would have been, but we're still not making net forward progress is how it feels an awful lot of the time. Like, I will never not have a job if the job is teach people how to think well in a world that does not. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Starting to see a little bit of a delay on Highway 90 southbound as you approach Pensacola. But other than that, things are looking good and no other delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Are you I know you watch a lot of TV, but I think we watch different TV. Do you watch?
Yes.
Do you ever watch, you know, the Weakest Link show, the show that used to have the mean Brit, the redhead from back in the 80s, 90s?
I watched it when it was her.
When she was great.
Oh, she was amazing. She was
rude as stuff.
I wanted to be on that so bad.
Oh,
just
no,
to,
that was
just
great.
Just to get back at
and
her.
And now Jane Lynch is the host, and Jane Lynch is fine. It's not what it was.
No.
But the format is entertaining. Of course, you get to feel smarter than a bunch of people because you know the answers to the questions they're too dumb to know, and so it's sort of the arrogance factor. Like, you know, when you watch Jeopardy, it makes you feel dumb.
Yeah.
When you watch most every other game show, it makes you feel smart because they're dumb. And it's, so, you know, that's, I mean, I don't mean to cut up the world too cleanly for you, but that's part of the appeal is you're watching me like, oh my God, what's wrong with you? Okay, so we were just getting caught up on the celebrity version. They had, you know, I mean, they had people on who were famous moms in TV shows, whatever. They had famous couples that came from like The Bachelor and things like this. And we were watching one last night that was roasters. It was comedians. It was people who do roasts. And I said to my wife going in, I said, oh, because nobody ever really does well at this game. And she gets to make fun of them for not doing well. And I thought, oh, there's a chance that people might really do well at this. Comedians, I think, are usually smarter, more well-informed, quicker, right? I mean, to be a comedian, you've got to, you know, not be too stupid, usually, okay? And so I said to my wife, I wonder if anybody's going to go all the way through the chain, they call it getting all, what, 8 questions in a row, right? And that never happens. But anyway, my going into this was thinking, oh, this is going to be entertaining. How good are they going to be? I was not expecting
that pause.
I was not expecting to have what I can only describe as the, and this is saying something, the dumbest answer to a game show trivia question I think I have ever heard in my life. Now, I may be overselling it, but I don't think I am. So I'm going to play it for you. I'm not going to give you any, I'll just say the people who are involved, you have Margaret Cho, who's a comedian. You have Natasha Leggero, who's a comedian. Then you have Cedric the Entertainer, who's a comedian. Okay. It's not the ladies. The ladies are just for so you get the flow of the show, the context. But prepare yourself. Okay? Prepare yourself. You ready? John, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here goes.
Margaret, though I discourage violence towards animals, efficient people are said to kill 2 birds with 1 what?
Stone.
Correct. Natasha.
Bank.
The PBS kids series, Molly of Denali, is set in what U.S. state?
Alaska.
Correct. Woo! Cedric, of the 12 astronauts who have walked on the moon, how many of them were women?
5.
No, 0. 5. Lisa, in a traditional barbershop quartet, which voice is lowest?
Fifth base? Correct.
What, five? Have?
Just.
Do they remember when it happened?
I want to play it again because.
Five.
I genuinely think I have never heard a less educated error in my life than this one.
Alaska.
Correct. Woo! Cedric, of the 12 astronauts who have walked on the moon, how many of them were women?
Five.
I'm just going to throw a number out there.
I mean.
He should have went with six, but half of them.
To his credit, he didn't say 15. I mean, you know, he didn't guess a number that wasn't actually in the range between 0 and 12. Of the 12 astronauts who have set foot on the moon, how many of them were women? Now, it's bad enough to not just cold know that the answer is 0. Anybody who knows anything about the moon landings and the time they happened knows the answer 0. He didn't just not know it was 0. He thought, almost half?
I would have stopped the game at that point and just.
Hey, you continue.
You can't.
You just cannot.
You really can't.
Go on after the. So, okay, John. How much of not that distant American history do you have to not grasp? And Cedric's my age. I mean, he might be 60 even. He might be older than I am. You know, the original Kings of Comedy.
Right. Oh, that was Cedric the Entertainer?
That was Cedric the Entertainer. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And he thought maybe almost half of the moon astronauts were women. I just... I would actually feel better about this if I had somebody reasonable say, you're overreacting. Am I overreacting? Just, how much you have to not know to get that question that wrong is...
Next time he comes to town, we get to razz him over that.
Wow. And, I mean, even giving somebody credit for the stress of the moment and the pressure and the music and all of the... Five? I'm Andrew McKay.
All right. It's a beautiful day for football here at the stadium, and we're just about ready for kickoff. Score 0-0. And suddenly, I'm in the mood for a Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar. Now that's a winning combo. Yeah. Crisp, refreshing. That hits the spot. When it comes to great taste, Coke Zero Sugar's always on the scoreboard. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coke taste, zero sugar.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, you're so
beat control your body. Let the beat control your body.
I have been dipping into my techno lately. Unlimited. Oh, man. And not quite so much techno, but some Soft Cell and some Lovin' Rockets. And I'm all into it. It really hurt me the other day when my wife came by and I was listening to the old Erasure album and she asked me how long I'd been on hold. It really hurt. Deep hurt.
Oh, I bet.
437-1620. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accident. No accidents to report to you right now. Let's see here. Highway 90 southbound coming into Pensacola. About a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. Also, Avalon Boulevard southbound as you approach I-10, a 3 to 5 minute delay right there. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Should we do our dad joke of the day right here?
Boy, hold on. Let me get ready.
All right, you ready? All right. So, John, you're pretty good at math, right?
Yeah.
You know what a million you know what a million is?
Yeah.
All right. You know what a billion is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what a trillion is?
Right.
Okay. Do you know what a Sicilian is? Well, I don't know, but there's a little island next to Italy where there's about 5 million Sicilian people living there. That seems like a lot.
Boo.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headline. I did that to my 16-year-old yesterday. He was so angry at himself because he laughed, and then he was so angry that he laughed and he fed the monster. He was so, like, laughing internally but wanting to not laugh, to not reward me.
Right.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Vice President J.D. Vance met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem to discuss the Gaza ceasefire agreement. Vance said the situation right now is progressing better than he expected it to. The talks follow Hamas returning the bodies of two more hostages yesterday. Opening statements are set to begin today in the trial of a former Illinois sheriff's deputy charged in connection with last year's killing of Sonya Massey. Sean Grayson is charged with murder in Massey's July 2024 shooting death inside of her home. She had called 911 to report a possible prowler. And entering day 22 now of the second longest federal government shutdown in U.S. history, the Senate is convening today to again vote on a resolution to end the shutdown, but that is not widely expected to have much of an impact.
They're meeting again to fail to vote on a government shutdown, right? That's
likely pretty much it,
outcome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
meeting again to do a whole lot of nothing.
You never know. We'll see. 437-1620. Somebody had texted in. We were talking about the $230 million lawsuit of President Trump against President Trump. Former President Trump, I guess, at the time and now President. Anyway, and somebody said, you know, if it were a Democrat that were considering paying himself or authorizing the payment of $230 million to himself for, you know, grievances, we'd be screaming. Yeah, exactly. Again, it's if you'd be upset when Biden does it, you have to be upset when Trump does it. And if you'd be okay with Trump doing it, then you have to be okay when Biden does it. And if you'd be upset when a Democrat does it, you have to be upset when a Republican does it. And if you'd be okay with a Democrat doing it, you have to be okay. I mean, okay. Yes, that's yeah, exactly. Hey, if you need new windows, I don't know, you know, here we are. If you need new windows, New South Windows has, I mean, genuinely, I learned a lot and I didn't know, and that's, you know, I guess my bad. But people get windows for all kinds of reasons. You know, you might get windows because one breaks, obviously. You might get windows because the sun affects a certain facing of your home or more than one facing. But, you know, a lot of times what people do is they don't get windows on the whole house. They strategically pick like the one side where the sun affects them the most, because if you go for their eVantage windows, which are, the technology is amazing, you have to see it for yourself, but it'll reduce 98% of the UV that comes in. And so you can be standing right on the other side of these windows facing into the full-blown sun, and it will not feel hot, because I've done that with a heat lamp behind the windows. I'm like, oh my God, it's just, you can't tell. Anyway, the point is, if you do that, it'll cut down on your energy costs. And that could be a significant savings between 20 and 40% of your heating and cooling bill, which means that windows may not exactly pay for themselves, but there's a return on your investment. Plus, windows, unlike some things that you do for your house, actually improve the value of your house. You might be able to resell the house for a higher. So just, there's a lot of dimensions to this. The point is, if you're thinking about windows, either go by, you know, check them out online, newsouthwindow.com, or go by the showroom near Books A Million and Crunch in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center on Davis Highway and just kind of ask questions and learn something. And then, you know, like I always say, make a good decision based on the information that you've gathered. What happened at Tacos El Fluffy? We'll talk about that coming up next. Important story. Local.